531.
PMN News at 5. Maloelele, I'm Atitahi Potaka News. There have been just over 11,200 cases of COVID-19 reported in the last 7 days. The Ministry of Health says nearly half of these are reinfections. 11 people have died with the COVID-19 virus and 211 people are in hospital with intensive care units. A primary school principal is criticising the National Party for not acknowledging that a system they introduced years ago have failed students. Papatoetoe North Principal Stan Tiatia says the national standard, which was put in place over 13 years ago, didn't support good progress for students in the long run. He says national leader Christopher Luxon needs to accept teachers have lost confidence in a system that is unfair and unrealistic.
Oh, I think he needs to look back at the last 10 years of national standards, which was a national initiative, and taking some responsibility for the effect that has had achievement for all students. If they worked from that baseline and took ownership of their own behaviour and their own policies and things that have affected education, then we would all be better off.
An arts sector leader says Auckland Council's plan to cut its funding are oversimplistic and short-sighted. The director of local gallery object space, Kim Patton, says there are plenty of other alternatives. The mayor's office says budget cuts for arts and culture are being considered to plug its $295 million budget hole. Aucklanders have until tomorrow to have their say on Auckland Council's proposed budget. Austerity measures include a $16 million cutback to operational costs for the city's 21 local boards. Mangere Otahuhu local board chair Tawanu'u Nick Bakalich says there are three options locals must consider.
Whilst the committee is saying don't cut the operational spending that will affect the community, we then have to say our preferences. And there's three things. One is sell the airport shares. Second one is to put up the rates. Or the third one is to borrow. You know, we've got to remind people as to what those other three levers are.
A new Tongan language kindergarten has opened in Auckland's Otahuhu. Whanua Alaha Manungi Kindergarten is the first dedicated Tongan centre in the Auckland Kindergartens Association's 115-year history and was designed in collaboration with the local Tongan community. Otahuhu Panmure MP Jenny Salesa says it's a major milestone in revitalising Lea Whakatonga.
We have well over 82,000 Tongans who live in Aotearoa, and two-thirds of the Tongans actually live in Auckland. And I can tell you there are thousands of Tongans in Otahuhu. We also know that one of the largest drops in speaking mother tongue is actually, unfortunately, within the Tongan community.
To sport, the Warriors came away with a narrow win in the weekend, beating the Canterbury Bulldogs by 2 points in their return to Mount Smart Stadium. Sean Johnson starred in the win with a try and two conversions in front of a strong crowd of 18,000. Tongan centre Viliami Vailea also had a strong performance with a try and try assist to help the Warriors edge the win. The team will face the Sharks in Sydney on Sunday. That's PMN News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.